truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 27th of October. The prepper tip of the day is to stock up twice as much heating fuel as you normally use. That could be propane, heating oil, kerosene, wood, coal, whatever it is for you. Stock up twice as much as you normally would. And it looks like we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's authored, I believe, 12 or 13 books, more to come. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments dealt with him. And it looks like he's not yet with us, but hopefully he will call in. Great guy, personal friend. We hit it off well every time we have Jim on the show here with us. In the meantime, we'll have open lines at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. I'm always getting questions from people about what my concerns are. Yes, Planet X is real. Yes, Planet X will eventually cause massive problems for this world of ours. That's off in the future. I don't know how far off. I don't have a date. There's other issues, of course. But the issue, the one I'm focused on most of the time, is the clot shot, these COVID vaccines. The 3 used in this country, for the most part, are Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson. They're all poison. Every one of them is poison. Pfizer is partly manufactured in my hometown, St. Louis, by the way. They built a large building in Chesterfield, Missouri, where part of the manufacturing process takes place. I don't know why they distributed the manufacturing to different parts of the country, but that's what they do in St. Louis, Missouri, a suburb called Chesterfield, where they partly manufacture the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Clot shots, as I call them. Why do I call them clot shots? Because that's one of the better known direct effects. I don't call them side effects. They're direct effects of the clot shots is a clotting, including the clots we normally think of that are more easily detected in the very tiny microscopic blood clots that take special equipment to be able to detect, that can pass through the blood-brain barrier, by the way. Very dangerous stuff. Very dangerous. And that's what's going to hurt and harm and kill the most Americans the most quickly is the clot shots. If you have a friend or a relative who's taken the clot shot, just be kind to them. There's no sense talking to them about it because they can't be unvaccinated. We're not yet aware of anything that can undo the direct effects of the clot shots. If there's knowledge of that, I'm not aware of it. If you have knowledge of it, please let me know. Now, there are things that can help protect you when you're around people who got the clot shots who are shedding spike proteins. I just finished a cup of pine needle tea, which is supposed to help. There's also things made from dandelion roots and so forth, capsules you can take, liquids you can take, and so forth. If you have an alternative health care provider, they may already know about some of these things, and you can talk to them and see what they think it would be appropriate for you. But I drink the pine needle tea every morning. The chemical in there helps provide protection from the shedding spike proteins that are harmful. And the people who got the clot shot are shedding these spike proteins. We don't know how long. Maybe up until they die, which will be anywhere from 6 months to a year or two, they'll be shedding the spike proteins. That's the most important issue, in my opinion, that we have, is educating people, warning people, letting them know that they should not get the clot shot. If they already got one, they shouldn't get the booster. Information we're getting from several reputable scientific sources is only one-third of these alleged vaccines have the vaccine in them. Otherwise, two-thirds are a saline solution. Brilliant, by the way. If everybody started dropping over dead from the clot shots, people would stop signing up, wouldn't they? Of course they would.
Hello.
Professor Jim, you're here with us. Good morning.
I'm here. I can be here for a little bit. A couple of things.
What's on your mind this morning, Jim? Go ahead.
Are we on the air now?
We're on the air. We're 7 minutes after the hour. I already introduced you.
Oh, okay. Well, the issue in the Canary Islands appears, and I can't confirm any of this myself, other than I've seen other people showing this, where they have grid patterns of earthquakes going on in the La Palma, which is the main volcanic island, which could have a landslide, a slewing event. But it appears that these are man-made earthquakes being done at a grid work there on the island, and you don't see this in other locations. You don't see that it's not a pixelation or something like that of events. And so, we've talked about that before. A landslide from there is well known throughout history to have caused big tsunamis along the entire coast of the eastern Atlantic coast of the U.S. and down through South America and up as, you know, as far as north as Nova Scotia. So at any rate, could somebody be manipulating those to create a landslide that would cause a tsunami?
Well, I believe it's Tesla technology that is the source of these machines that make earthquakes. Aren't they, Jim? Hello, Jim.
I think I have a very poor connection here.
I believe it's Tesla technology that's at the beginning point of these machines that make earthquakes.
Yeah, Yeah, there's you might call it that, or an ultrasound, or something. Yeah, it could be based on technologies, you know, laser satellites or microwave satellites. It's hard to say exactly what, but that's not important that we understand exactly what's or how it's being done, but that it is being done. And the evidence to me looks pretty convincing. Otherwise, I would not mention it. A lot of times you see things on the internet that are really hokey and fake, but this looked very real to me.
Well, if there's prior evidence that this technology can and does exist, that gives a lot more credibility to it being used right now, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And earthquake manipulation has been known about for a long time. So, and it's very clear that the one big effort has always been to take down the United States. And I talked about this over past years, that it would be a 1-2-3 punch. It would be like COVID. They've always already talked about the second wave of the Delta variation, this kind of thing. I think they realize that that's fading out, but then a physical event. So it'd be economic. It would be like some reason to lock down, like COVID, which they're still trying to push, which is, and by the way, I've seen positive proof. I mean, this is once again going back to what I said. There are third world countries where nobody is, and they never did. There was, when you realize that the mask really doesn't do anything, or social distancing doesn't do anything, we've had complete open society for a long time, and the massive waves of deaths are not occurring. Other places, people are maybe for out of courtesy are putting masks on when they go in stores, things like that. But there's no level four, restrictions that are keeping people from passing a virus. And here's a good example. Here's a very good example. There was a real virus that went around some third world countries recently, and it would spread into a town of, say, 100,000 people. In 1 to 2 days, everybody had, like, it was vomiting and diarrhea and fever were the symptoms. And everybody had it within 2 days. So the idea that there's something called COVID that is highly contagious is ridiculous. And this is under the same masking and social distance scenario. And so there's an example of a real virus that went around, or bacteria. It was probably a bacteria, not a virus, that went around in a number of days. And everybody had it, except people that were isolated. And that's, once again, the best way to keep away from any of this stuff is simply to isolate it until it passes through.
Right.
But there's a good example of how fast something like that could travel, and how fast it does travel in a real scenario. And once again, proving that there's either no COVID or it's so mild that it's not even worth talking about.
Jim, we got a caller off air asking a question about your opinion on consuming seafood from the Pacific Ocean and its safety from radiation from the Fukushima event.
Yeah, I don't know what the current level is. I know that the people talking about that have been silenced, and I know the industries are up and running again, but I don't know. I have no scientific evidence of radiation levels in food from the Pacific. I don't have any data on that.
Is there equipment that you could buy and have at your home to test for radiation yourself that wouldn't cost more than a couple hundred bucks or so?
Not really. And I would say the best thing to do is just stay away from it if you're worried about that. But, yeah, I, the way you would test for it is you'd have to do a sampling and then spectroscopy tests, and that's not cheap equipment. That's laboratory grade equipment.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd make that inquiry. I didn't know what the status was of that. And we do have open lines. How long are you going to be with us, Jim?
Oh, another, say, 5 minutes.
Let's get the information out you need to then, sir, before you have to scoot.
Here's something, and I realize, John, I'm doing more marketing now. And, you know, being an engineer and a scientist all my life and dealing with complex topics and trying to translate them to the public, I'm realizing that a lot of the things that I put out, say, for water filters, has been too complicated. And so right now I'm working on, in a sense, reforming my message and also trying to tell people that there's, in terms of water filtration, there's no real products. There's a lot of old companies. I won't mention any names. You can guess who they are. But they have really old technology, and they're trying to push it. And especially now that the PFAS chemicals have guidelines, and that's something that was totally missing before. So now there's a national effort to try and do something, and you find a lot of companies out there that really don't have a solution. They don't really have a product that would remove PFAS chemicals or broad-spectrum pollutants. And this is another problem that happens whenever you get the government involved, is now everybody in the government's jumping up and down and talking about PFAS chemicals. A couple years ago, it was lead, and there's thousands and thousands of toxic materials, pharmaceuticals, you know, agricultural runoff, nitrates and glyphosate in the water. And nobody's talking about them. It's like, oh, the EPA finally came out after creating the problem and said, we're really going to, you know, work on solving this. And so, excuse me, next spring, they're going to come out with a working paper. Well, I mean, next spring, that's 8 months away. These people are buffoons. They're creating the problem. They can't solve it. And so it's up to private individuals like myself to actually solve it. The problem is solved if you put a whole house water filter in your house. But what I started saying is that my message has been a bit too complicated for the average person. So I'm working on refining that. I actually have people helping me that can present this information in a much more palatable way to the public. But the bottom line is that's what I'm spending a lot of my time working on, is just is marketing now. And then once I get through that, I'm going to get back to my other work, which there's a lot of things sitting on the shelf right now. But this is probably one of the most important pressing issues right now. It's cleaning up water at the point of entry in your house.
Well, that's a very foundational thing for everybody to have optimal health, is have clean, healthy water, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. It's the root of everything. If you're drinking clean water every day, in fact, there are doctors who simply say when somebody comes in sick, they just say drink water. But if you're drinking toxic water, that could be the thing that's caused you to be sick, slowly breaking down your immune system over time to the point where your body is just full of toxins. And so actually drinking water would be a way of cleaning that out over time. And water, if you put anything in water, it's going to break it down almost in a very short order. Very, very few things can withstand being in water for very long, including steel and iron, or just about anything. Water will take it to the, you know, take it apart. So drinking clean water is imperative.
It is.
And taking showers.
I know you got a scoop. We thank you for being with us. We'll look forward to having you back.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And we are back. This hour is sponsored by Life Vantage, an excellent line of dietary supplements. I buy them myself, and you might want to check them out for yourself to improve your health and your vigor and have a stronger immune system. Life Vantage at my website at thelibertyman.com. We got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. And it looks like our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. I think it was Michael Rivera mentioned this, I think, Monday on his show that I wondered if he had come across it. He was saying, but he didn't really say where you could find this information, that at a recent meeting of, I think it was the CDC or something, that one of the, I imagine it was a doctor, said that this COVID-19 was nothing more than a bad flu, and somehow that got out. Have you seen anything like that?
I heard that early on, that it was just another form of the flu. quite a bit more contagious, some slightly different symptoms. But almost everybody that died was at risk of death from the regular flu. They were morbidly obese. They had heart issues. They had lung issues. And that's, for the most part, the people that died. And these are the same people that die from the regular seasonal flu, Sherry.
Yeah, and I've heard them play this commercial trying to get people to get their children vaccinated now. Or I guess it was the announcement that the, I guess it was the FDA panel, their panel of experts that voted all but one of them that abstained to okay a shot, emergency use shot for the children between 5 and 11. And then they, of course, had to add that like over 600 or 700 children have died from COVID-19. And, you know, they don't say over what period of time. And then, of course, they're just using that test that's ridiculous. So, you know, compared to all the children in the world, you know, that is, you know, really poor as far as, you know, the information they're putting out. But, you know, what Professor McKinney just said about the water and detoxification, I really think that I'm of the school that most of what makes you sick is because you're taking in more toxins than your body is able to get rid of. And it's just mostly a detoxification thing. And when you're in an area or you're eating poor food or you know, don't have enough nutrients in your diet to help you get rid of this stuff, you know, that's really why nowadays you really have to supplement. You know, stuff like that. But
right.
Anyway. Okay, John, that's all I had.
Okay. Okay, Sherry, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. I was on with Doug Hagman Monday, and we went into some detail about how can this happen? How can Americans be duped into poisoning themselves, committing suicide? Without their knowledge or consent, they're committing suicide. They don't know it. People that got the clot shot don't know they're committing suicide, but they are. How does this happen? Well, I lay it at the foundational things in our society concerning education, beginning in the 1930s, when they started changing the way we teach children to read read and write the English language. Up until the 1930s, they used phonics to teach English. With the introduction of the Dick and Jane readers in the 1930s, that began changing. It didn't really fully kick in until the late 1950s, early 1960s. The highest SAT scores ever recorded was the year I graduated from high school, 1966. They've been going down continuously ever since. The foundation of any and all learning is two things, language skills and mathematics. That's the foundation of any and all learning, is language skills and mathematics. And they destroyed, nationwide, they destroyed the ability to properly and quickly learn the English language when they stopped teaching phonics. That's what happened. Here's our break. We'll break back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonet. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. More here on Tuesday. It is Wednesday the 27th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm doing more and more private consultations. I'm typically doing 3 to 4 a week right now. It's a lot of fun for me. I really enjoy helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, in case you're not paying attention, the holiday season is not far off. If you have an energy cleaner, I know hundreds of you listening to me have an energy cleaner. What a great gift for somebody that you love and somebody you care about, an energy cleaner with a mattress pad for Christmas. I'm now confident that we'll be keeping up with orders. It's been tough with the energy cleaner and getting the computer chips to manufacture them. I'm now confident we can keep up with demand. So think about that. That person that you really care about that's having issues with pain, having issues with sleep, possibly both, What a great Christmas gift to give them their life back. Literally, give them their life back by getting them an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it for this coming Christmas. Check out the details at my website. Now, keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can buy your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there. The toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And then we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Well, I bought a house recently. For me, it's ideal. It's 1.8 acres from my current home, which I'm not giving that up. It will be probably March before the home is ready for occupancy. It's been distressed. It has some issues. The roof needs to be repaired, a number of other things. But it's a fun project, and I'm looking forward to doing that. Just closed on the home yesterday, as a matter of fact. Our next caller is Kenny in Texas. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, let me back you up a minute here. What the professor said about the earthquakes and being man caused and different things. I just cannot believe Mr. McKinney would come on air, say what he just said, if he did not think it was serious, because I've heard him debunk things to people in their face. And I think we skipped over something here I think is pretty important. He's trying to stress, and I just got to say I'm really ignorant about this and would like to learn more.
Well, of the 12 or 13 books Professor McKinney has published, I don't know if that's addressed in any of them or not, quite frankly, Kenny. But I do know from independent sources, independent from Professor McKinney, that Tesla technology was used to manufacture earthquake-generating machines. They do exist. There's other ways to generate earthquakes with conventional explosives and nuclear explosives. The Russians were testing nuclear weapons on their southern border, and they noticed after a few tests that within minutes of the nuclear device going off, there was an earthquake in Iran. So there's a number of ways to set off man-made earthquakes, Kenny.
Yeah, okay. So where would our military stand into this if we're under that kind of a threat? Are they just letting it happen? Or I don't think I'm getting my point across. It sounds like Mr. McKinney was genuinely concerned about this.
He is.
And when he's concerned, it makes me concerned. Just because
right.
I trust him is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Well, I don't speak for the U.S. military. Obviously, clearly, the intelligence services are aware of it, including the military. What, if anything, they're doing, I simply don't know, Kenny. That's not public knowledge.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's so concerned about this COVID, or we got our eyes to the left, and we should have our eyes to the right. And are we fixing to see millions of people killed, and we're talking lots of people if we're talking the West Coast in there, you know,
or East Coast.
Well, then we're talking, I don't know how many people. That's a pile of people. See, I don't know that much about it. I was trying to educate myself a little bit, and I don't want to tie up your show about me being stupid, but I think he brought up a very interesting point, and where would I go to learn more? Could you help me there?
Offhand, I can't, but we will look into it and see what we can come up with here, Kenny.
Yeah, I think it'd be a really important topic, you know, maybe a discussion we need to have sometime. And John, I don't want to hold up your show, and I really appreciate you and thank the world of you. Okay,
thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. I just wanted to chime in a little bit on the stuff going on over there in La Palma also. I heard your last caller, and he was talking about the man-made earthquakes and everything. And Professor McKinney had mentioned that. And I didn't know that, but it makes kind of sense to me that that might be what's going on, because I did mention in a call, I think last week or so, that there had some really deep subduction earthquakes down in the plate, which has never, ever happened in the recorded history of that area or their earthquakes. No geologist has ever seen it. And they're keeping that data, a lot of this stuff, they're keeping it from the people, from knowing what's going on, because this, there's been people that have posted about this stuff, and they're being pulled, like on Twitter and Facebook and some of these other things. I don't know about YouTube, but I know the others. I've seen it where they show the posting, and then they'll show that it was removed. So,
okay. Well, Charlie, I got an update for you. Something's going on, sir. I got an update for you here, Charlie. And Kenny, I know Kenny's still listening. There's a book that was published in August 1st, 1995. It has a pretty long title. The author is Dale Pond, P-O-N-D, Papa Oscar November Delta, Dale Pond. 175 pages. They're for sale on Amazon for $12.30. Paperback. Here's the title. Nikola Tesla's Earthquake Machine, with Tesla's original patents plus blueprints to build your own working model. How about that?
I don't need to build one. Well, but yeah, I've heard of that book, but I didn't know it had the patents to build, or I mean the instructions on how to build your own.
Well, they got the drawings there, the drawings that Nikola Tesla did, and blueprints to build your own. I'll give the title once again for those. It's a long title. Nikola Tesla's Earthquake Machine, with Tesla's original patents plus new blueprints to build your own working model. So,
well, there we go.
There it is. Amazon.com.
Yeah.
$12.30.
Yeah, that answers a lot of questions, doesn't it?
It
well,
does,
this
absolutely.
Thing is really getting strange. I mean, you know, I had. By the way, I don't know if you heard it, but I listened to that. That guy, you were on his show a couple of weeks ago, a month ago.
Mike Adams or
no,
Doug Hagman?
No, this is the John Moore. I mean, not yeah. John Moore, John B. Wells.
John Wells, yeah, I was on his show a few weeks ago, yeah.
Art to Midnight, yeah. Yeah, he mentioned you last night. I listened to it on Rumble. He's got it on Rumble there. But
okay.
He mentioned you last night, he said, because he was talking about this La Palma thing, and he started talking about that map of yours and
right.
stuff. But anyway, I don't know if you get you're going to be on there again or something. Maybe he was trying
to
plug it.
Well, it's difficult. When you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, doing a show that goes to 11 at night is pretty rough, to say the least. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's a lot going on. Like I said, there's a lot of shaking going on out there as far as these earthquakes are going, and I guess they are man-made, and we're looking at it. So, thanks. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to comment
okay.
on that.
Okay. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. Yeah. The call number is 512-248-8252. I don't want people sending me emails about what's the title of that book, John. I've had this happen dozens of times. So I'm going to read the title of this book slowly. If you just get the first four words in there, you'll find it on Amazon real quick, even the first three words. Here's the first four words of the title of the book, Nikola Tesla's Earthquake Machine. You put those in the Amazon search box, it'll pop up instantly. 175 pages. Used copies for sale for $12.30. If you want the answers, there's the place to find the answers. I know the general principles. It makes use of harmonics to have ever-increasing strength, and it's a general summary, but that's basically how it works. Okay. Well, like I said, the call number is 512-248-8252. I have more articles and videos on COVID at my website than anything else. Nothing else even comes close. Nothing else. Why is that? Well, here's why. I want the information to be there so all of you can educate yourself, inform yourself, so you in turn can educate others who have not yet got the clot shot, or maybe they have and they're thinking about getting a booster. So you can educate them to discourage them from getting the initial clot shot or getting the booster. If they already got the clot shot and already got the booster, we're at a point where they could be getting the second booster already, because it takes only 11 months to go from the initial clot shot to the first booster to the second booster. So you take the first booster in 5 months, the second booster at another 5 months, that's 11 months. And it's imperative. It is a matter, literally, and I'm not being flippant when I say this, it's literally a matter of life and death to help educate anybody you can to not get the clot shot, not get the booster. Literally a matter of life and death. I have people I'm related to by blood and marriage that will be dead in 6 months to a year, 2 years at the most. I know that. You know it also, because all of you are in the same boat. Unless you're in an Amish community, which nobody's got the clot shot to begin with. We have quite a few Amish families in my neighborhood. They're a very unique people. Most of them have a German ethnic heritage. They call us the English. The Amish children grow up speaking English and German at the same time. So they speak both languages with their proper accent. Our next caller is Alan in Missouri. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning. Just a note on La Palma. Last night on Hagman, Stan Dale had a little bit different take on the grid pattern that was working there on La Palma. And if your listeners want to listen to that and take that information, he gave his take on how that was happening. So that's it.
Well, good. I know Stan. I've had Stan as a guest on my show a number of times. I've had his wife on my show also. Stan's a scientist and a brilliant man.
Yes.
He had a method of predicting earthquakes 3 days before they happened by using scientific evidence provided by the U.S. Navy, which they shut that down to the public. So that's been probably 15 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. I just wanted to let the listeners
thanks for the call.
Know about
appreciate
that.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. The scientists are not... do not have a consensus about the consequences of the La Palma matter. The earthquakes causing a massive landslide on the island, that when it fell into the water, it would cause a tsunami / tidal wave that would take out the east coast of the United States and affect all countries that have Atlantic Ocean frontage. No consensus. The smart thing to do is to go with the worst case scenario and do what you need to do. That's really the smart thing to do. Is there going to be warning? Not much. Apparently, the U.S. officials are not going to make use of the sensors, the seismic sensors, the tidal wave tsunami sensors on the east side of the Atlantic Ocean. They're only going to use the ones on our side that they own and control. Which means you may have 3 hours warning, maybe. Now, what I've said publicly for probably at least a month is that if I was in charge of this, I would set off the earthquake and the tsunami probably about 10 o'clock at night in the Canary Islands. That would be enough time. Close enough in time, I should say, that almost nobody on the east coast of the United States could evacuate. It takes 6 hours, us traveling almost at the speed of sound, to get across the Atlantic Ocean. So our sensors would probably pick it up about 3 hours out. And then the ideal thing for the enemy to do would be to set these things off to where it was too late for people to be aware of what's going on. that the tidal wave would strike the coast and take as many lives and destroy as much property as possible. That's what we're looking at. That's exactly what we're looking at. We have our last break coming up here momentarily. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us shortly after the top of the hour break and get into what's on Jeff's mind today. Always fun to catch up with Jeff. And I always look forward to having Jeff on. He's a brilliant man. He's authored 6 books that are for sale at Amazon.com. Jeff Nyquist, and his website is jrnyquist.blog. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word. Victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. At this time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. At the top of the hour break, coming up here in a couple of minutes, and Jeff Nyquist will join us. Jeff is a very unusual and unique man, very bright, high IQ, hardworking man. His goal was to become a professional educator. That's what he wanted to do with his life, and he would have been great at that. And he was working towards that goal, going to university, taking the classes he had to take, learning the things he had to learn to become a professional educator, only to find out that unless he adopted Marxist theology, Marxist beliefs, that he would not be allowed to become an educator in the state of California. It wouldn't be permitted in the state of California. Now, that's been more than 25 years ago when his dream employment was basically taken away from him. But that didn't end his quest. His quest changed. His life's goals changed. His goal became exposing the communist threat, exposing Marxism, exposing the international communist threat that we are living under right now, quite frankly. He's not terribly optimistic about the outcome of what we're facing, and for good reason. They've almost achieved their goal. And I was at a meeting Sunday with some friends, and the consensus was that many of our foundational groups in this country, organizations, have been thoroughly compromised. Let's look at the Boy Scouts, for example. Who would have thought in your wildest dreams that the Boy Scouts would allow homosexual men, mentally ill homosexual men, to become Boy Scout leaders? Mentally ill homosexual men who are attractive to handsome young men. Who would have thought that? That's where we are. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.